now.
Okay, good morning, Breakfast Bad team. Today we covered such topics as can animals walk? Oh, fuck. We start again.
Okay, just start again whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. On today's show, can animals walk backwards?
I know you were going to do it all.
Oh, you can read something out.
I can't read your writing.
That one.
Superhuman ants.
Clowns.
Karl Lagerfeld's cat.
Yes.
I think you need to read it all out as a list.
Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. On today's show, we've got...
I don't think you should say hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad.
What?
Because that's what you say at the beginning of the thing. Okay. I think you should say, like, hello, Breakfast Baddies, or something like that.
Okay. Hello, Breakfast Baddies. On today's show, we've covered such topics as can animals walk backwards, TV programmes you would be in, superhuman ants, clowns, and Karl Lagerfeld's cat. Anything else, Owen?
Nah.
Cool.
There we go.
Hello, good morning, welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Steph, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
This is different.
Yeah.
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man. Owen, what did you have for breakfast today?
Oh, shit. A muffin, I guess.
Okay. Steph, what about you?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Yeah.
It's a small breakfast.
I haven't really had anything yet. I can't wait. I'm going to go through all the food in a minute.
Yeah.
Steph, I've had a little face. Yeah. Can I just say something? I'm just going to break down the barrier here. Does it matter to people that we recorded this the same day we recorded the last one?
Don't you can't say that.
If we did, just
what if we had recorded two in one day?
Yeah, would people be angry? Like,
I don't know.
Would they be angry if we did that, or would they be angry if we lied about the fundamental part of what
the
show
is
about?
The thing is, right, with podcasts, like I listened to the Frank Skinner show, right, and it doesn't matter to me if I'm listening to an old one or a new one. Like, yeah. They'll talk about news and stuff, but if it's funny, it doesn't matter that when I listen to it. So I guess it's the same with this. So I'll listen to the occasional odd one of ours, like an old one, and like it's forever relevant, if you like.
So should season two be the time that we like just admitted that we record two in a day and stop lying about what we had for breakfast every other episode?
We don't always like it. Sometimes we do eat...
Well, I did eat a muffin. It's just that I had a massive bowl of Weetabix and Cheerios as well.
Okay. Well, I've still just had two Grumpets.
Okay.
That's why I'm getting a bit grumpy.
This is the confessions episode.
I said grumpet. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit grumpet.
Grumpet. That is a great phrase.
Grumpet.
Like, it's a bit like hangry, but it can only be cured with a crumpet.
Yeah.
Do you know, this podcast has taken on a whole new meaning. Now I can see you guys' faces.
We haven't been wearing masks.
Been doing it in the dark. The podcast.
So what have you been up to since the last episode?
Okay, well, I had something that happened to me the other day where I was walking into town. Oh, no, I went to the shop to get some fags. I went to the shop to get some fags. I was coming back and I saw one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. There was a man that had a dog and it was quite a big dog. And I'm going to have to sort of like show you what was happening. He was kind of walking towards me. The dog was behind him. But the dog was turned round, so it was walking backwards like this, right? And there was a man in crutches behind the dog, like walking along, and the dog was really, really barking at the man, but walking back, rah, 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 rah. And like the bloke that had the dog was like really embarrassed. He was like, come on, they're just crutches. And the dog was rah, rah. And I've never seen a dog walk backwards before. I didn't even know they could do it.
It's creepy. Have you ever seen a cat walk backwards?
No.
It's really weird.
I didn't even think animals could walk backwards.
Some can't. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Some animals can't swim backwards.
Yeah, sharks.
Sharks, for example.
Apart from in that film.
Yeah.
Blue Juice.
Deep Blue Sea. Did you just call it Blue Juice?
Blue Juice.
Oh.
Blue Juice.
I honestly thought you just called it Blue
Juice. Totally different film.
Deep Blue Sea, you mean?
Yeah.
Deep Blue Juice.
Where did the juice come from?
Now, there was another film called Blue Juice with Sean Pertwee and Catherine Zeta-Jones in it. You'd love it. It's a surfing film. Oh, and Ewan McGregor. Really? Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Which we find Reese Kirkman about the animals.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Because I'd like to know if there are any other ones that can't walk backwards.
And what
is the reason of that? Because there's always that thing, isn't there, about like...
If you're a crab, you can walk sideways.
Yeah, but then they can't walk forwards.
Mm. Coming in here, giving it all that.
It's like if you took, like... Because, like, cows can't walk downstairs, can they?
But they can walk down hills.
Yeah, I've heard this because of the way
it's going to be a fucking nightmare getting that one down from upstairs before Lucy gets home.
I wonder who found this out and like what they did about it.
I don't know.
You'd have to throw out the window, wouldn't you?
Throw a car out the window?
Yeah.
I always get really creeped out doing this and looking over there and wondering if anyone is watching us through that window.
What do they think? What do you think that they think we're doing?
I'm not sure. It probably looks like we're having quite an official meeting.
Maybe like an intervention or something.
Yeah.
You need to start with those grumpets. What are you doing?
I was going to phone Reese, but is there anything else we need to ask him?
I don't know. Like, what else do you want to know? No, I think that's the main question.
Okay.
What if he doesn't answer?
He'll answer.
Bloop, bloop.
Hey, mate, you're live on Breakfast Bad.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Cool. We've just been talking about, I saw a dog the other day that was barking at someone and its owner had it on a lead, but because of the way he was walking, the dog was walking backwards and I didn't know that dogs could walk backwards. what we wanted to know was, is that a thing in the animal kingdom or can other animals walk backwards or not?
Animals walk backwards?
Yeah.
Is your question?
Yes.
yeah.
Is there any other things that animals can't do?
Like, someone once told me that dogs can't look up.
And cows can't walk down.
Pigs can't look up. I think dogs can look up, but pigs can't.
Right.
Okay. Is that to do,
and
like...
they have a corkscrew-shaped penis.
I've seen that penis.
I bet you have.
And is it true that cows can't walk downstairs?
Yeah, apparently. I've never tested that out.
I felt like out of everyone we knew, you might have.
Well, just because my mum's Welsh.
Can you walk backwards?
I can walk backwards, yeah. Not very well, but I can.
I've never seen that.
I don't see why animals won't be able to walk backwards. They probably don't do it very often. But otherwise you'd get loads of, like, animals stuck in
narrow bits
where they can't get out because they can't back up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to see a giraffe.
What, in general?
Just walking backwards.
Yeah.
Because, like, with horses, when they put them in that horse box, they'd have to be able to walk backwards, otherwise they'd never be able to get out.
Yeah. And they walk down a little slope as well.
Yeah, but they're not stairs.
Yeah, so they can walk downstairs backwards. Maybe a cow would be able to walk downstairs if it went backwards.
Yeah.
This feels like we're leading up to testing this theory.
I don't know anyone who's got a cow.
We can go to a field, right?
I don't know if we need to send Reese to a field to get us a cow.
Reese, you're now going to go on location to a field, find us a cow.
Build a staircase.
Yeah. The things you do for Breakfast Bad.
Okay, I think that might be all of our...
Just tell me when and I'll be there.
Cool, man.
Aww.
What are you teaching today, Reese?
I've just taught how the internet works.
Oh my
really?
God!
Really?
How does the internet work?
That's much
more interesting if dogs can walk backwards.
Oh! We discussed last time, I think. It was the internet just in a room, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, where is the internet?
Well, it's everywhere. It's all over the world.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I said.
Is there, like, a or some big, like, sort of big mainframe servers that, like, could be potential bomb targets?
There are now like server farms where there's just massive like whole town size warehouses just full of hard drives.
Really?
I told you.
But every web page is saved on a computer somewhere. But the point is that it's not all in one place.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Will there ever be a point where
if you make a web page then people are kind of logging onto your computer to see it or wherever you put it.
Will there ever be a point where we won't need these big mainframes and it'll all just be in the clouds?
Well, that's what the cloud is. So when you put something in the cloud, you're putting it in a big mainframe in Sweden or something.
It's not in a cloud.
It's not in a cloud.
No. Not actually in a cloud. No.
Is Dropbox?
Unfortunately,
is Dropbox in a box?
No. Again, that's going to be a big warehouse full of.
That's like asking if the internet is in the net.
It is a danger though, because if we keep putting all of our stuff on these clouds, if someone manages to hack in, then they've got everything, and two, if someone blew it up, then you'd lose a lot of stuff.
See, I was saying, like, I don't know why terrorists don't target these places, like with all the mainframe stuff, and just blow them up.
I imagine the security is pretty high. Okay. So then you need to make sure that you've got more than one copy and that they're in more than one place.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if all of Facebook servers got attacked and went down. There wouldn't be any photos from the last 10 years left in the world.
All my selfies would be gone.
I like the way that was at the
level. Imagine that.
Not like medical journals that are only available online. That...
Yeah.
What are you teaching next?
I am teaching databases next.
Is there going to be any point where you start teaching the kids some of the stuff that we teach you?
Some of the stuff that you teach me? Did you say?
Yeah.
Like, about cows and things.
Yeah.
Possibly.
If you want to get fired.
Maybe I could arrange for you guys to come in and deliver a lesson, maybe.
Can we do that?
You might have to study up a bit.
I'll teach
you
geography.
Can do an assembly.
I'll do spelling. Steph can do geography. Owen can do sex ed.
Wow. Jesus.
You can do an assembly on podcasting.
We could do that.
Yeah, we're pretty much pros.
Very interesting.
It probably would be quite good, wouldn't it? We might take you up on that offer.
Gain some subscribers as well.
Would they heckle at us and stuff?
No, they'd probably just talk to each other. Oh. Leave.
That's how you get punched.
Okay, well, we'll let you go, mate. Enjoy your next lesson.
Oh, I will.
Speak to you
Have
soon.
Have a lovely day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Awesome.
Oh, he's so nice.
Lovely. Bit of Kirkman.
Mm. Cool.
Taught us something we didn't know.
You've got a squirrel written down.
While we're on dogs, we only need to show in this.
Breakfast bear.
Okay, so...
Oh, you thought I was just pausing it so he could show you that story?
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Is it on? Is it online?
No, not now.
Yeah, I was recording.
Yeah,
oh, right,
recording.
Shit.
Birthday party clown caught having sex with family dog in... What does that say? Bouncy house.
Look at the photo of...
Look at the clown.
No. Right, so the family
Never
found
him
on Craigslist.
Your family party.
Basically, like, obviously, it's a really horrific story, but my favourite thing ever is the father's quote, which is... We hired him to entertain children and make blow-up animals, not screw our dog in the bouncy house. It was so good. And then they basically chased him while they called the police because he ran away. And Ralph Morgan of the Little Rock Police Department said he was actually running pretty fast in those big clown shoes, but not fast enough. We got him.
Why wouldn't he have taken the clown shoes off?
I imagine, you know, he probably was in a bit
I
of
like
rush.
It that he's made it sound a bit like that famous quote from when they caught Saddam Hussein, we got him.
Yeah.
I'm running down the road with his shoes on.
Did they catch him when he got in his car and all the he started driving off and all bits just fell off?
Other, like 50 other clowns got out of the car. Run, boys, run!
Oh, dear.
Is that related?
Squirrel. It's not really related, but I read something the other day about in the wars... you know, you used to get spies from other countries. I found this fascinating. Like, the way they used to, like, they'd have all the fake documents and everything, and, like, they'd go through all the documents and stuff like that, and they could do a perfect English voice, but they were spies. And the way that the English or allies used to find out if they were, like, English or not, they say, right, now what's this? And they'd hold up a picture of a squirrel, and, like, if you're from another country, you can't say it. So they'd go, what's this? And they'd go, squirrel? They can't get rid of the accent when they're saying anything else. They speak perfect English. What's this? Squirrel? And then they'd go, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What if you just had a speech impediment?
What, just for one word, that's squirrel?
Yeah.
There's that thing on in Inglourious Basterds as well where they...
yeah, the three.
Apparently in England, if we say three, we hold up three fingers, whereas across the continent, they hold up a thumb and two fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is such a good scene. Like, that, such a good film. You need to watch that. Yeah, it's really good. One of my favourite films.
I'll watch that.
Christoph Waltz is just absolutely amazing.
Okay. What are we in? Are we in news at the moment?
We're just kind of in no man's land of just rambling about stuff.
Okay.
Do you want me to be in news?
No.
I think this is kind of news.
Okay, well then, some bikinis are wearing turtles the other way around.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of both way around.
I didn't read the story. Have you read the story?
No, I just looked at the picture.
I didn't just look at the picture, but it's basically they've made some bikinis for turtles.
Like,
why?
In a sexy way.
I don't know.
Like,
do we need to look into it more, or is that just enough, isn't it?
I can't imagine they have a function.
No?
Apart from to protect.
I like it where sometimes, like, cats and dogs wear shark outfits.
Yeah, oh, right, and then they ride the... Have you seen the cat that was wearing the shark outfit and it's riding the little room cleaner?
Well, there's
no,
that...
Oh, my God, it's
I feel
so
like
good.
I need to see
yeah,
this.
There's
ones as well where they dress up like Ewoks. Like yeah. a dog would dress as an Ewok.
Did you see that like dog that dressed up like a spider?
Yeah, I saw that. I like, there's another one as well where like there's a dog outfit and it's got like a man on one side like with his arms backwards, and then the middle bit of the dog's body is like an amp, and then the tail is like another man, so it looks like two men carrying
it. Oh, that's awesome. Have you seen the one with the sausage dog where she makes it into a hot dog?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
We need to get some outfits.
Have you seen, this is a bit horrific, a man had a cat and it died. Oh, I don't know if it died or if he killed it or if it was alive when he did it, but he, like, stitched it up and turned it into, like, a helicopter drone thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think you can do that while it's alive.
Well, maybe it was dead, but...
Well, so it's like a flying cat?
It's like a flying cat, the video shit.
Also show you this. Somebody made their cat into Pikachu.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Is that a real cat?
Yeah. I think it's the cutest thing I've ever seen, but it's also probably really horrific. Like, yeah. Imagine if I got Thomas and just did that to him after he died.
He'd be so... He's pissed off at the best of times.
Yeah, I know. Do you know, when I... Like, if I go away for, like, even just a night, when I come back, he's so happy to see me. Like, literally comes downstairs, goes mental. Went away for a week, but because Adam house sat for us and he loves Adam, like, he could not have given less fucks when I walked in through that door. And I was like, oh, my God, this is it. Like, it must feel like for a mum when her child doesn't care anymore. And then, like, so he was really aloof with me for a day. And then I came upstairs and I found him sleeping with my bra, which was weird. And then I lay down on the bed, like, and I was on my phone. And then he came and he, like, sat on my head and he really missed
me. Back.
And now he won't leave me alone.
Oh,
yeah.
You want him back. Yeah. Talking of cats, like, you're aware of the man that's called Karl Lagerfeld?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what he is, he's a fashion designer, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty sure he's quite well known for being a really racist fashion designer as well.
Okay, but he's also completely nuts. He's got this cat, and the cat's called Chupute.
Chupute.
Yeah, and that cat has earned more money in the last year than we'll ever earn in our lives. Apparently it's earned $2 million, no, £2 million last year.
What does it do? Is it a like, network programmer or something
it,
like that?
It, like, does, like, it does like fashion shoots and stuff. But, like, it's got the cat, like, this is a man's cat, has got two maids.
That's quite
that make it, yeah, look, there's his cat.
I think that's a weasel.
But, yeah, the cat's got its two maids that, like, prepare it fresh food. And, like, when he has dinner in the evening, he'll have, like, one of those big long tables, and he'll sit at one end and the cat sits on the chair at the other end.
What if the cat feels like, I don't know, like chasing its tail or something? No,
doesn't do shit like that.
It's quite a fancy looking cat.
But it's got its own iPad, the cat.
I'm going to start carrying Thomas around on a small cushion wherever I go.
It's mental. But like the best thing about it was like it wasn't his cat. It was one of his staff. It was their cat. And they went on holiday. And he said, I'll look after your cat for 2 weeks. So they went on holiday. And when they came back, he was like, you're not getting your cat back. He's like, what? He was like, I just really like it. So he just kept it.
Really?
Yeah.
Surely they could like take him to court and like try and get the cat back and all of its money.
I think they thought the cat would have a better life with Karl Lagerfeld.
Someone stole my cat. Like, there's a woman that lives around the corner, like, my first cat, Sifa, and we thought it just died, and then I went around the corner to where my granddad lives, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's my cat. Called it, and it came over, and it has this little chip out of its ear, and, like, had a new collar on, but it was definitely my cat. So I knocked on the woman's door, and she, literally pulled the cat inside and slammed her in my face.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I went home, I told my mum and my dad, and my dad hates cats anyway, so he's like, I saved us money on the bill, and, like, on food shopping and stuff, and I asked my mum if we could call the police, and she laughed in my face.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, surely. Like, it's theft. Like, it's theft.
Catnapping.
Yeah, it's...
See? I was going to say something, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I think it was to do with that guy. Oh, no, it was really insignificant. I was going to say he might have his own iPad and his two mates, but is he happy?
Probably has no idea what's going on.
He's probably just like, get me a ball of fur, what's this?
Apparently he's like flown, like that cat has flown on a private jet, and he's been the only passenger on the private jet.
And he's been the pilot.
But like the jet, like he'll have that cat flown, and like, so there'll be a pilot, and then there'll be the jet, and the only thing in that jet is the cat. Like, and like, he flies from one country to another.
Does he have his own passport?
Would you like to be that cat?
Yeah, if I was going to be any cat, I'd be a jet-setting cat.
Yeah, I'd be a jet-setting cat. Would you be that cat?
I would be Taylor Swift's cat.
Apparently she's really mean to it.
No, she's not. Literally, shut up. Don't make me fight you.
I thought you were going to say, no, she's not. I've read all about Taylor Swift and her cats.
Yeah, no, she puts stuff about them on Instagram all the time.
Does she?
Yeah.
Instagram this, cat that.
Most followed person on Instagram in the world, so.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, she is. Literally, like, it happened about 2 weeks ago. There was this massive deal made.
Karl Lagerfeld's cat has got his own Instagram. You should look it up. Apparently it's got, like, 1 million followers or something.
What? Like, okay.
And he's got his own Twitter.
Doesn't say
tweets though.
Meows, doesn't it?
Is that what it'll be?
Meow.
Shaput.
Shaput, that's such a cool name.
It's a really good name. I would start calling you that. I mean, when you're being a little bit high maintenance and stuff, I was like, oh, come on, Shaput.
Man, you tell, like, I'm not even being high maintenance at the moment. That's already making me see red, so I don't think I like it.
That's just me.
Yeah. Is that all the news?
Yes.
Oh, what does B wins £40 mean?
That that's a private story for me. It's not. No, B didn't win £40. What happened was, it's another bus incident. I went to get on a bus the other day. And
always get on buses.
Oh, no, God. How many bus stories do you have?
Like, this is the last one till the next time. But yeah, I went to get on a bus the other day and it didn't turn up. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I was going to be late for whatever it was I was doing. So I walked into town and I still had, like, I had a couple of quid on me because I didn't pay for the bus. So I went to the bookies, stuck it in the roulette machine, won 40 quid. And the reason that I missed the bus though was because there was a bee. Like, and there was like just loads and loads of bees all around. It wasn't even bees, they were wasps. They were all around the bus stop. So, like, I couldn't go to that bus stop, so I had to, like, move on. And, like, because of
that. Could you not have stood near the bus stop?
No, because, like, I went over and then they just sort of, like, came over to me and, like, I had to sort of run away. So I ran into town because of those wasps, 140 quid.
You're a big man, that must have been ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. There's, like, wasps are dicks, though. I fucking hate wasps.
I was on stage and got attacked by a bee once.
Really?
Yeah, like I was in an outdoor gig and like it just came near me and like I don't like them, and it made me like move away, and like obviously I tried to keep my cool but I was losing my shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, people laughed at me.
Yeah, like
horrible things.
The thing is, like, if I saw someone with a wasp, like, doing that thing where it's sort of going around them and stuff, and they're doing that, whoa, whoa, I always laugh at them as well. It's a funny thing to see.
It's the worst thing to happen to you. You should remain calm, because when you stress out, your body temperature raises, and that annoys the wasp, like, it gets attracted to the heat.
Really?
Yeah, when we were in the line for Creamfields, there was a guy, and we could see this wasp, like, on him, and, like, one of my friends pointed out, and he was like, there's a wasp on that guy. And I was like, oh my God, should we tell him? He's like, nah, he'll be fine. And then 2 minutes later, we had, ow! And like the guy had gone like that. The wasp had gone in his armpit and stung him. Oh. And I was like, oh, that's really bad. We're going to get karma from that. And they're like, no, we're 2 minutes later, Andrew got stung on the hand. And I was like, they know what they're doing.
When we got back from the boat, so Louise's birthday, like a couple of Sundays ago, like she was doing something near the mirror. And then she sort of ducked. And she was like, oh, there was a wasp. And then she turned around and walked past me. It was on her shoulder. and she could see from my face. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to come off and bat it off. And I just went to go. And she obviously realised, did the biggest blood-curdling scream ever. And, like, ran into land. Where is it? Where is it? And he was just there.
Hitting a ride.
Get your T-shirt off. He's on your T-shirt. Ah! Ah! I thought it was in her hair.
But the thing is with wasps, like, I think if you stayed calm, I think they'd still sting you, because they're dicks.
Do you know, I learned the other day that, you know, like, when wasps go on the table, like when you're outside, they chew wood and take it back to their nests. So a lot of the time when they're there, people are like, ah, they're actually just there for the wood, they're not there for you. # new porn film.
I'm not sure about wasps. I don't like them.
I don't like them, one little bit.
No, I'm not a fan of them.
I just thought of something. If we do that game at the end,
yeah,
like, it should be just to do with the things that we've talked about in the show. Like, it can't be a random story. It has to be...
Okay, so it's got a couple of wasps and squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, done.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to do a recap of the show alphabetically.
Okay.
Jesus Christ! Couldn't even do the normal game! Why are you making it so complicated? But, like, obviously, like, it has to be in reverse order, because we need to cover the topics we covered at the start first, yeah? Oh dear. Me and Owen were having a chat the other day, Steph. This might interest you.
Okay.
About, it was a bit weird actually. It was me, you, and your girlfriend Louise were out, and she got a glimpse into what our life was like, and it wasn't good.
Oh God.
Like, we sort of went out for like some food, and then, like, you know, we're just talking about the biggest load of nonsense of all time. Like, Louise just like looking at us. But yeah, one of the things was we were talking about, if you were in a TV show, which TV show do you be in? Now, it's not as an actress, so you go into a TV show, but once you're in it, that show is real. And, like, you've got to integrate with the characters and stuff like that.
Nashville?
That's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like, why would I not live the life of Nashville?
I don't know anything about it. What do they do?
They're country music stars. Yeah. So they, like, are based around Nashville. But, yeah. Mm. So I couldn't be happier with that, really. And they always seem to be rich and having a great time, so...
There's three that I wouldn't choose as much, and they're among my favourite programmes, but I probably wouldn't choose to have anything to do with Breaking Bad.
No.
Probably wouldn't choose to have, and you don't watch Game of Thrones, but that's not a time that I would like to live in.
No.
And also Sons of Anarchy. I probably wouldn't like to...
See, I asked Lucy this question. Her answer was the same as mine, and the same as Louise as well, Friends, straight away. But it's like, what would you be if you were in Friends? And I'd have to sort of be like, maybe like one of Chandler's new workmates or something, but... Or like,
the thing is...
I think you would feel quite put out, because you would never be a main one.
Yeah.
Do you not think?
I don't think you would ever... You'd always be the new guy.
It's like...
Unless you're in it as well.
Friends is just like normal life, though. Like, it sounds really stupid, but like somebody could film us, and our, like, you know, none of them have like anything different from what our life is. They just have a good like core friendship group.
Hmm.
So what? How would it be different from the life you live at the moment?
We'd be able to go for coffee rather than breakfast, I guess.
That's not a positive.
I don't think that we would be able to afford to live where they live.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So we would have to, like, every time they wanted to say, should we hang out? And they'd be like, yep, and they'd go downstairs and they're there. We'd have to probably, like, get an hour-long train
ride. It's like
that
episode of Friends where, like, you have, like, Joey, Rachel and Phoebe who are stressed out because they don't earn as much money as Monica Chandler and Ross. Like, so it's just normal life. That would be my issue with someone saying, I want
to be
Friends.
Phoebe would probably get pissed off if you, like, stealing her gig down at Central Park as well.
Yeah, you'd probably end up in fisticuffs.
See, like, I know you instantly went for the country music thing, but, like, what about something like... Gotham, or maybe The New Adventures of Superman with Lois and Clark.
Yeah,
where you could be a character in that where you've got superpowers.
Oh, you didn't specify that we could have superpowers.
But you could if you were in a superhero type programme. Like, you could be in Heroes, for example.
I never watched any of these programmes.
Really? Or Lost?
No, I would not be in Lost. Like, just asking to get killed all the time.
Yeah, I guess.
I wouldn't be in The Walking Dead. I think the worst one is probably The Walking Dead, because there's just not any good days in that, are there?
No.
Yeah, no. I think, and I stand by my Nashville comment. Yeah. I think that's a good one to do.
I'm gonna be friends with Joey and Chandler. Nudge Ross out of the gang.
Ross is the best one.
Yeah,
okay, I'll be friends with him then.
Yeah, I just think that you'd always be. Hey, I like this guy, but he's a bit full on. Who is this guy?
Tries too hard.
And what is this indie music that he keeps talking about?
What were the 90s?
They're all the same age as me, aren't they? No, they're older.
Do you want to know an interesting TV age fact? Do you know that Will Smith is now older than Uncle Phil was when they started filming The Fresh Prince?
Oh my God, that is weird.
I saw something like that as well last year. You know, like Ben, like Ross's son.
Oh yeah, he's now like
25 or something.
Yeah.
Jesus. What happened?
It's mental. Do you ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
No. Did you know that the kids in that... like, the girl was family, like, the sister of the two brothers, but one of the brothers died recently.
Oh, my God.
And they're, like, in their 20s as well. Yeah, that's a sombering thought for you.
Just for that.
Welcome. One of the guys from Crisscross died as well.
Is it Chris?
Or Cross.
I've got something else to say. Human head. Like, we broke that story on the last series.
Yeah, broke it.
But they were basically looking for someone...
For our own research network.
They were looking for somebody that had lost complete use of their body and looking for someone that needed a new body. Or not, no, a new head. Anyway, whatever it is, whatever the combo is, they've got that combo now and they're going to be doing it next year.
Do you reckon they went out and, like, did someone in so that they could have the body?
They didn't, Steph. Me and Owen did. Just to prove a point.
I'm off.
Imagine me and you in a fight.
You've just been tickling people's chins, right?
I've never
been in
a fight. Have you been hit?
Only that wrestling punch that I told you about.
Yeah. Is that the only time you've been hit? It wasn't even a proper punch.
Yeah, no. I once got me and Matt into a fight outside the King's Arms, but then some girl came and started talking to me and I just kind of left him to it.
I think I was there for that.
Yeah, she said, don't let them hit your face. And I was like, okay. But yeah, no, I've never been in a fight.
No.
There. But I'm a lot angrier now than I ever used to be, so I feel like maybe one might be on
just
the
around the corner.
Be
I, think, yeah. Ooh, I hope I'm there for that.
No.
What?
I don't know. It makes me nervous.
I'd have to be.
I wouldn't want either of you two to be in a fight.
I would never actively look at a fight, but if Owen was in a fight, I'd have to be there to protect him.
To pull their trousers down.
Just to watch him.
I have never been in a fight myself. I've been part of a fight, and quite a few times. Like, I think I've told you these stories before.
The one in the where someone threw a drink at you.
So I've been mugged. I've had someone, like, one person in particular, constantly try and start fights with me over a small period, including... Literally, how old are you two? It's just a bit of period, calm down. No, and also, like, I've been with people who, like, other halves and stuff, and there's been a fight. My cousin got, like, jumped on by these kids at the fair, and we had to break it up. Me being me, like, the railings fell on me, but we were, like, queuing for this ride.
Railings.
You know when you queue for a ride at the fair?
Yeah.
And you get, like, the little silver ramp, and then they have the, like, mid-high railings. And literally, these kids were just drunk. And my cousin, I think it was his 40th birthday, and so he was, like, they were like, what are you doing, fam? Like, and he was like, I'm not going to hit you. You're, like, 15 years old. I'll go to prison. And they just went mental. Like, four of them jumped on him and started going absolutely ballistic. So, like, Helen, really tiny, really feisty, like, started pulling them off and literally just pulled one off and went, no! Like, in his face. So I, like, went to pull one, and then one smacked into me. I fell down. The railings got squashed on top of me, and then they were all fighting on top of me, and I was like, ah! classic me. Like, absolutely useless. I've had, like, someone... Yeah, like, hit me and kick me and, like, throw stuff at me, but I just haven't done anything back.
I would have thought I was going to get into some bother the other night. We did a gig over in Stevenage, I'm not naming the pub. And I got in there and I started setting up, and some bloke came over, and he looked like, do you remember that rapper Goldie with the gold teeth?
Yeah.
He looked like that, and he came over, he was like, can you do happy birthday for my mate? I was like, yeah, yeah. He was like, it's that guy over there. I was like, oh, cool, okay. So I started carrying on setting up. He was like, you can do it now, yeah? I was like, oh, wait till we got set up and that. We've got a keyboard. I said, we'll do it all properly. He was like, okay. So he went away. Anyway, I set up, and then Jordan turned up. Jordan took his keyboard in, came back out white as a sheet. He went, these aren't my people. Anyway, so we set up, and then the guy came over. He went, happy birthday, yeah? I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll do it in a minute, yeah? Okay. No, he went away. 10 seconds later, he came back. Do happy birthday, yeah? I was like, mate, and I just sort of said, and like he was like literally like so off his nut, he couldn't like comprehend that he'd even spoken to me. We did happy birthday to his mate. Everyone, the whole pub sang along. Like, we started the next song. Before we'd finished the next song, he came over, he was like, can you do happy birthday? I was like, oh my God. And then like in the distance, they were giving this guy the bumps. He was this tiny little man. They were giving him the bumps. They were throwing him so high, he was 40th, he was hitting the ceiling.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Don't do 40, he will be dead. It was terrifying. But we got away with our lives anyway.
Gigs, I think gigs are a prime place for, like, a fight to potentially start.
Oh, yeah, I've never hit anyone, but I did do, I guess the most violent thing I ever did was I headbutted someone in the nose on stage once.
Really?
I didn't mean to. He was, he came and he asked me for Mumford & Sons.
Oh, I would have fucking kicked him in the nose.
And I started playing a Mumford & Sons song, and then it obviously, like, he only knew one Mumford & Sons song, and I wasn't playing it, so he came and shouted again, play Mumford & Sons. But then he realised it got to the chorus of what I was playing. He was like, yeah. So he came around, put his arm around me, started jumping up and down while I was singing. And obviously my teeth kept hitting into the microphone. So I went to, like, push him away with my head because my arms were busy, but he'd sort of moved away. And as he moved back, I moved back. And I just cracked him full in the nose. I was like, oh! And, yeah, luckily his mates weren't... They realised that he was being a douche, and they just dragged him off before he could kick off.
People are idiots.
That, on the fight that I got Matt into, I remember the funny thing that he said. Like, it was the first time that he ever hit anyone, and he said before it happened, like, he wasn't sure of his own strength, so he thought maybe if he hit them at 100%, like, he would kill them. So he said he hit this guy, and the guy laughed at him. So I was like, all right, I've got to do it 100%, so I hit him again.
Oh, my God. I told you about when I went to go and see that gig with Will, and he got into that fight. I don't think I told it on air, but that's the sort of thing that, like, just terrifies me. I can't deal with it.
Fighty episode.
Yeah.
Well, fighty.
Okay.
Okay, TV. I've been watching that programme called Hunted, and it's amazing. It's like groups of people, so there'll be two people, and they go off, and they have to, like, just survive for, like, 20 days or whatever. They've got, like, the equivalent of, like, the CIA after them and stuff. They've got all the technology, all the, like, cameras, everything they can use to try and track them. I think I would probably be quite good at it, and I really want to go on the next series. Are you in, either of you?
I'd rather do that than your horrible being on an island and having to do enemas with coconuts.
Yeah, we don't have to do that. I've got a few ideas. What would you do? So, like, right, imagine it happens from now. Apparently you get given, like, £250, and then that's it. We've got to go and hide. We've got to try and, like, disappear.
We'll go to a woman's refuge.
So what you do?
Yeah, because they have to protect you and they can't tell anyone you're there. Done.
Well, and you just stay there, like, indefinitely?
Well, no, it only lasts for a certain amount of time, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do, Anne?
I'd probably buy a tent.
Tent's a good idea.
And then I'd just, like, knock about, in the woods and that, I guess.
What, is that where you grew your beard?
No, I think I would maybe hitchhike. Maybe hitchhike for
some people in the show have hitchhiked.
And then, like, I'd just get out on the side of a motorway and just, like, wander through the fields and stuff.
Okay.
What would you do?
What would you do for food?
It's called hunted, right?
So, what, you catch animals? I can't imagine you catching animals.
I'd probably stock up on tinned food from a, like, petrol station.
See, I'll tell you how, like, what you've just said doesn't work. Like, there was a guy that did something similar to you. He went to Scotland. And he had a couple of contacts, and then he sort of went off into the woods and stuff.
I don't have any contacts, I just go off on my own.
Okay, well, he went off into the woods and stuff, but they knew kind of if he was in that area. So what they did, they put out, like they put out like massive like poster campaigns with like rewards for him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So obviously people are going to grass him up. Because
I'd head for like Blackpool, for example, but then just get out like somewhere random.
I'd shave my head.
Then they'd literally have to cover every inch of the country to find me. I just wouldn't tell anyone. Don't trust anyone.
The other thing they do as well is like they'll go to your house and they'll see Louise and they'll say, right, we need all of Owen's like mobile phone, laptop, all of that, and they'll crack it and they'll see what messages and stuff you've been sending and stuff like that. Because there was a guy on there, like, and what they did, they sent some messages saying, what we'll do, we'll go to Caistron Sea, and they sent loads of messages to each other in email, then they went off, they didn't go to Caistron Sea, they fucked off like up north, up to Manchester, the police got the laptop and they sent all their forces to Caistron Sea.
Would I not be able to take stuff like that? Because normally, like, if I go anywhere, I could bring my laptop and my phone with me.
But then they'd track you through that. Okay. That's how people get caught, like sending a message that, like, 2 weeks in, you miss your family, you send them a message.
There's a little bit of space in your shed still, right?
I think they'd probably look there.
I would probably, like, go to my neighbours, because they'd think, oh, she's gone.
She's not that stupid.
Yeah, like, they always say, like, you hide right under your nose, what's it saying? Don't think it's
that's
that.
That's what they say, you hide right under
but
your nose.
But basically, yeah, they expect you to go, they expect you to go somewhere mental, so I'd just be like, look, if you let me stay here, I'll be the best neighbour ever.
Like, it's a TV show, right, so they probably wouldn't expect you to take it to this extreme. Kill your neighbour.
Imagine the backlash.
And like become them.
Get in their skin.
Wear their skin.
Like, because I can have quite a few different looks depending on what hat I wear and how I shave my face or not.
Yeah.
So I would just, like, whatever I was last seen looking like, I would go for my other look.
Don't you live next door to Anita that we used to be friends with?
Annika.
Yeah. Don't kill her.
Well, she's got a boyfriend. I couldn't be her, could I? So I'd have to kill her boyfriend.
Fucking hell. You heard it here first, Anika.
Yeah.
Annika.
Yeah.
I had an idea. And, like, one of my ideas was to get to the canals. So there's a big network of canals in this country, and I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they have CCTV, like, on the canal.
They're also so slow if you go into a chase.
Wait. The other thing I said to, like, Lucy was, like, what do you get, £250? Like, travel lodges now, like, you can get them for £10 a night. Like, you could check in on a fake name.
Yeah, but there's CCTV there, everywhere. Right?
Yeah, but you could certainly do a stint there.
You just love travel lodges. You just want to do it. Really like travel lodges. I don't care if I get caught or not. I just want a few deals on travel lodges. I
do love a travel lodge.
For a nice breakfast. You'd definitely get caught there.
Premier Inn?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. And my follow-on question was... we should enter that show. I'd really like to enter that show.
Okay.
My follow-on question was, if right now, we have to turn into an animal, and we have to get to France, like Paris, like, you've got all the might of the animal army out there, and all the might of the police force, CIA, FBI might even come into it. Like, you need to get from here to Paris. What animal do you turn into, and how do you get there?
Shark.
Right, okay, that's you fucks. Like, just there on the floor as a shark.
Nah, can you not put me in the his or something like that?
Well, how would you get to...
They're all connected, aren't they? Or join the sea somewhere.
Get under that... put you in the river his in the middle of Hitchin. How would you get out? Like, that bridge would be too low.
Nah, it'd be all right. I wouldn't be a massive shark.
A little shark.
Like, yeah, just a little, like, maybe three, 4 foot long. Like...
How would you get to Paris when you got to the other end?
Oh, yeah. River, like, is it the Seine? The Seine? There's a river that comes from Paris to the sea. I just swim up that. And there aren't any bigger sharks in between here and there, so I'd probably be alright. Done.
I would be an ant and then just jump on the train. No one will notice you.
But the thing is,
you'd be quite likely to get squashed.
No.
Or, like, you'd get eaten by something.
No,
lots
wouldn't.
Of things eat ants.
Yeah, so many things eat
ants. Anteaters, that's it.
No! No! Like, a bird?
A bird would not go out of its way to eat an ant.
A spider would probably would, and that would be so terrifying. No, but how fast?
Like, ants are so resilient. The only thing that kills,
are they not?
No, the only thing that kills ants, like, apart from if you were to look close on the floor and stamp on it, is anteaters and ant powder. That's it.
No, so, it's not. They're not, like, superhuman.
Yeah, they are. There's probably like 12 ants in here right now that you don't know about. They're just so small.
Well, they could be invisible as well.
Well, no, that's what I mean. They're just so small.
The ant's powers live like is it's like when it's in a group, like they're really good. On their own, they're not very good. You'd never get all the way. Like, if
how long do you think it would take? Because I reckon it would take you
jump on the Eurostar. Done.
Yeah, but how long do you think it would take you to get from here to like
the station?
Hitchin station.
Not long.
I think that would take. How long do ants live? I reckon they can't live more than a few months, and I reckon that would take.
I think it would take way too long. Right now, like. Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to turn into some sort of bird, right? So right now, you go shark, I go bird, you go ant. What? Like, straight away I'm going to fuck you up because I'm going to eat you.
No, you're not. Because your beak literally wouldn't be... I'd be so small, you wouldn't be able to eat me.
Why don't you be a flea?
Because fleas literally only live for like 3 days if they're not on someone.
You'd have to get on someone French.
Yeah, right. How long does an ant live?
Yeah.
I wish we could still call Ruth Catton like this. You're Googling it.
4 to 12 years if I'm a ferret ant. 15 years a black garden ant.
What?
So, screw you guys. I'll see you in Paris.
But, like, how would you get there from here? Like, you're an ant now.
I'd just jump on the train.
It's probably like I've seen already. Yeah, okay. It's like, if we literally turned around right now, we wouldn't even be able to get out of the house.
I would, because I'd climb up there through that little gap in your door.
Would you fly into the glass over and over again, and flap around on the floor.
The problem that you're going to have on getting on a train, though, is that, like, there's a gap in between. Like, please mind the gap.
I'd crawl on someone's shoe, and they'd take me on the train.
That's very dangerous. Like, that's probably really your biggest natural enemy, the shoe.
No, because I'd climb
up. Is that the biggest natural enemy of the ant?
The shoe. The magnifying glass and the annoying little child. I think you're seriously underestimating my powers as an ant.
I just don't think you can do it as an ant. I think you'd get squashed. Like imagine trying to be an ant, trying to move on to like. So you're saying you're like at a busy station, someone's walking past, and you just go onto their shoe. Like, what's the chances of that?
How many times in the summer do you look down and you're covered in insects?
Not that often.
Like,
in all of my worst nightmares, maybe. Yeah.
No, I just think that I think it could easily be a thing. You would potentially get eaten by a bigger bird, fly into some glass and die.
Why would I do that? I'm not stupid.
You get sucked up by a plane.
Okay, here's my question for you. I've seen you play a 10-minute match of badminton with Tom, and I'm just going to say you were quite tired, right? I'm not going to say any more than that. You were quite tired. How do you think you're going to feel flapping your wings all the way across the sea?
I don't think, like, if I'm a bird, it has my same lack of fitness. I think I have the bird's fitness.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you can't hold your breath.
Right, I want to be a panther.
Well, you... Okay, good luck with that. What do you think you'd get as soon as you walked out of the house? People would be phoning the police.
Yeah, but they wouldn't come near you.
They'd fucking kill you.
Well, I'm going to stick with a shark, as long as you put me in the hiss.
No, that's not part of the deal. Why would we do that? Why don't you be a duck?
I love ducks.
I might be a duck.
Because they eat them. Because
they all look the same.
Paris, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You get to Paris and get eaten.
That'd be so annoying. So you see Steph the ant just walking past.
Screw you guys. I think what we should do... Who was telling us... Remember when we had that question when we did the live radio thing? And he was saying, like, which animal is the strongest in the world?
Yeah.
And you two scoffed at me and I was right about it.
Yeah.
I think we need to call him up and ask who...
Well, I think what we should do, we should maybe open up this up to the listeners. If anyone can beat any of our suggestions, we'll give them a prize.
Okay. I don't think you can beat a shark in the hiss.
You definitely can beat a shark in the hiss. Like, you're aware, like in the hiss, right? If you're in that bit, like, if you're talking about the bit, I think, like, in the market, you need to go under a bridge, and then there's, like, a bit that's, like... It's all, like, wired off.
Yeah.
And it's full of, like...
It's like a grate.
Fag butts and stuff.
Well, I'd find a way. Ooh. I'd attached myself to someone's shoe or something like that.
All right, snarky.
Well, let's, we'll open this up to the listeners and see what they think. We'll give
can we link this into our trip to Syria?
Yeah, why are you guys going to Syria?
Me and Owen did a charity gig the other day, and Owen got us into loads of bother. It's like for...
refugees.
Yeah, it's to like provide them a safe passage, and we were sitting outside, and this woman was like, oh, well, thanks for doing this. Owen was like, anything we can do? I said, are you looking for drivers? And she was like, oh, we are, actually. And Owen's like, I've got my HGV licence, joking. She was like, brilliant. We'll talk to you about this later on. So we went and did our gig, came outside, and she was like, the director of Humanitas is here. I was like, what? So like we ended up speaking to him, and he was like asking if we can... drive from Croatia to Austria, is it?
And he was saying, so you've got your own vehicle, and I was thinking that my car, like, I'm always grateful when it gets me from Baldock to Hitchin.
Yeah.
And yeah, he said, oh, so if you're going to drive yourself, you have to set off a few days before us.
And it was like, yeah, so one of you will drive, one of you will have, like, the medical supplies, that'll be me. Like, you might be able to take, like, a couple of women and children. It's like, Jesus Christ.
What? This is what you two shouldn't be let out on your own.
I know. You went away for, like, a week, and we've just, like...
And you know you're going to Syria, and you've managed to get one of my hairs attached to you. There you go.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, I will not leave you two unsupervised again.
No. I'm not allowed to go to Syria anyway.
Yeah.
Not going on my own.
It's cool, I didn't want to come anyway, don't worry about
it. I might come. We'll see. How long do we be out there for?
Well... Four or five days.
Is that all it is? If it's midweek, if it's midweek and I get back for the open mic on Thursday, then I'm in.
Yeah, I think that if we set off on like a Sunday after the gig.
Where is Syria?
It's down sort of the Middle East kind of way.
Yeah.
So I thought it's like Eastern Europe though, not Middle East.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of they're near each other, aren't
okay,
they?
Okay, then that's fine. Continue.
Should we do a wrap up?
Are we going to do that game?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I think we're going to bloody well try.
Okay.
Do that game thing.
Okay, we're going to do a game.
Game.
It's an alphabet thing, and then we have to sort of talk with the letters of the alphabet.
Well explained.
Yeah. Note to self, never let you pitch anything.
All right,
ever.
You pitch it again, Steph.
No, they know what it is.
Brilliant.
They should have listened to the other one, shouldn't they? Can you tell I'm hungry?
Okay, let's hurry this shit along.
Do you want to go with the A, Owen?
Yeah, you can start.
Okay. After?
Breakfast.
Crumpets.
Didn't...
Everyone?
Feel...
Good?
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It hasn't recapped anything there.
Okay. Yeah, he had crumpets for breakfast.
Yeah okay.
Yeah.
Happy.
I could have gone for Humanitas there, that's what I was going.
Shit, Humanitas.
Is.
Just.
Killing.
Kind of the opposite of what they do.
I thought you were going to go for Kevin.
Yeah. Is killing lots.
More.
Full stop.
So what we got, Humanitas is just killing lots more naughty...
Owens.
President.
Quite. Okay.
Okay, so I'm starting now. Oh, God.
What else has happened in the show?
That's what I was trying to think. All I can think of is animals and hunted. Reese, is that the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Truth.
Okay.
Oh, I kind of want to leave that there.
You can leave that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You.
Under.
Very watchful.
You used xenophones last time, didn't you? Damn it.
You've got either that
X-rays?
Or xylophone.
Yeah.
X-rays.
So what was that?
Under very watchful x-rays.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a word which I thought of at the beginning, which started with Y. What did we talk about very early on?
I don't remember.
Bikini turtles.
Bees. Squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah.
What am I on?
So, I can't even remember what the sentence was.
Under very watchful x-rays.
You...
Zap.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Exactly.
Not really what we talked about in the show, but
some of it was.
Some of it was.
That's quite good. We're good.
Should we get food now?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
See you soon. hit us up on the things. We want some questions for Better Call Steph, or Better Call Owen, or Better Call Kev.
Never call Owen.
Never call Owen. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
My phone's out.
Bye.